the cuts were pretty vicious. It wasn't the first time Higham Hill Library had been under threat. It's a tiny library, just a little local community library, but much loved and cherished at the heart of its community. And living around here, going there with my children and seeing the way it was used, but also knowing that many other libraries had come under threat, I knew the spotlight would come back to Higham Hill at some point. And I joked to my husband and said, the time will come where I have to chain myself to those railings, and I know it will happen. And in the summer of 2016, it did happen, and the kind of threat came onto three local libraries. That motivated me. And the other thing that motivated me was just what libraries represent. You know, it is such a brilliant socialist idea, really, in the sense that you don't have to buy things. You can go in there, you can borrow things, you can use them, you can take them back. Someone else can borrow them. And it was also the space, the community space. It's almost unique. And even if people aren't borrowing as many books now, that's probably true. But of course, people are in there doing English language classes, and people are in there doing job searches, and have, you know, all sorts of other reasons for being in there. We called a public meeting. Hardly anybody came to that first meeting. Then we decided on a bit of a direction and leafleted more widely and had a follow-up meeting. More people came to that one, including a local councillor. The hardest thing was keeping everybody on message. My view was, you can't go in there like a bull in a china shop. You've got to tell them how fantastic the library is and how wonderful it is, and look at the wonderful things that we're doing and look how brilliant it is. So I think because they saw the sheer power of the community, how much people loved that library, how dogged we were about pursuing the official side of things, I think that campaign was successful because we managed to keep everybody taking a similar sort of view to it. Whenever I go around to the library, I do actually look at it and think, oh, 3 years on, God, we saved a library. You know, it's fun. It's really great. It's a fantastic space. And I think there's just so few of spaces like that in modern life. I think they're precious. I think we have to hold on to them as much as we possibly can. Too many have been lost already. And I know the libraries are always going to be continually under threat. Unless we get a different government and a huge amount of public funding, I feel that I'm on Library Watch.